welcome to This Week on Windows. We're coming to you from Build in lovely Seattle, Washington, an incredible gathering of developers from around the world.
That's right. In fact, I got a chance to talk to Terry Myerson, Microsoft's Executive Vice President of the Windows and Devices Group, about some of the highlights from this week's announcements. Let's take a look. Hey, Terry, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's my honor to be here, man.
You just got off the Build stage.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, why is Build so important to you?
I feel the sense that this is a community. I mean, this is a community of people that have been developing for Windows for so many years.
Right.
And they give so much to Windows, so it's so exciting to be able to share what we're doing back for them and just to make the community, frankly, that much more fun to be a part of.
Now, you've announced a ton of great stuff on stage.
Yeah.
Could you give all our Windows 10 fans a little summary of what we can expect in the fall?
Well, I'll start by sharing this fall Creators Update. The Fall Creators Update is inspired by really work we're doing for this community of developers to create amazing multi-device applications. We started by showing a Fall Creators app called Story Remix. It's a way to transform your photos and videos on Windows, but supported by a bunch of applications you'll be able to find on phones to gather the photos and interact with Story Remix back on the PC. And we showcase that not because it's just an amazing application, but it's built using all the technologies that we're working with this community here on. The work across the devices is coordinated through the Microsoft Graph. It's written in .NET or Xamarin across all platforms. It's a universal Windows app published to the store. Then we talk about how the Windows Store is innovating to create this incredible workflow for build, test, and deploy, to this quick iteration cycle and this great feedback cycle to learn what customers want. We announced iTunes is coming to the store. A great partnership with Autodesk, great partnership with SAP.
What should we expect for the fall in terms of mixed reality?
Well, this fall's big, because this fall, you know, we are working with a whole variety of companies, Intel, Acer, Dell, HP, Lenovo. We're going to see these mixed reality headsets, you know, at affordable price points. And, you know, whereas HoloLens is just a transformative device, you know, an incredibly premium mixed reality experience. I mean, to see how Cirque du Soleil was using it on stage, I mean, it's just amazing. But we also think we want to make this technology much more affordable and accessible to everyone. So by working with the partners to do that this holiday,
sure,
that just feels like a really important moment for mixed reality.
Starting at $399 with controllers, that is democratizing the technology. It's really exciting.
Yeah.
Finally, you mentioned iTunes coming to the Windows Store, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Any other exciting things about the store? We know it's a great home for developers to put their content.
To me, what's so magical about the store, you know, there is this ability to continue as published. I mean, that's just, to not have to think about setup and updates,
right,
that is just a fantastic, just, that's just good. But it is that idea of that continuous connection with your customer to iterate with them and just drive quality and drive excellence and listen to them, that's just so exciting. It's just great to be working with this community to make this an asset for their apps.
Yeah, it is almost like the home for the Windows community. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I've never thought about it that way. But
awesome. Well, yeah, thank you, Terry, so much for taking
Absolutely.
Your time.
Thanks
Appreciate
for you.
It. Super excited.
All right.
Take
thank
care.
You.
Sounds like we've got some exciting things coming for Windows 10.
Definitely. This event gives us a chance to see what's next for Windows.
Speaking of what's next, we got a chance to check out the showcase where developers get a closer look at new technology from across Microsoft. Check this app. Everybody, I am here with Greg, director over at the Windows and Devices Group. And Greg, we are in front of a very large showcase area called the Hub. But before we get to that, mixed reality was mentioned up and down all over the stage today. It was also going to be something we're going to see back in the showcase. First off, what is Windows Mixed Reality?
Well, Windows Mixed Reality is a software platform. It's part of Windows, Windows 10. But what mixed reality is really this idea that we have two universes today. We have the physical universe that most of us spend most of our time in, the real world.
Yeah.
It's made up of atoms, has three spatial dimensions.
I'm almost aware.
You've been there.
Yeah.
Then there's this digital reality, a whole other universe. Now, the digital universe has been constrained to our screens, flat rectangles, for decades. What mixed reality is just combining those two worlds, bringing the digital world into the real world, or conversely, bringing some of the real world into the digital world. You're blending them, and it gives people superpowers to let them do things that were literally impossible.
Well, I know the phrase 6 degrees of freedom came up quite a bit. Can you tell me a little bit how that factors into getting us out of that little rectangle?
Yeah, well, it's a little bit nerdy, but one of the things that's super important if you're going to be mixing realities is it has to feel real, has to feel immersive. And in three-dimensional space, you move up, down, left, right, forward, and back. But you can also rotate around each of those axes. So that's where the 6 degrees come in. You have to be able to track that motion in all of those 6 degrees of freedom to be able to give an immersive, realistic experience. And one of the great things about Windows Mixed Reality is it inherently delivers that for all the devices, whether it's HoloLens, where we really invented some of our unique 6 degrees of freedom technology, or these new mixed reality headsets that use the same positional tracking that HoloLens uses to give that realistic immersive experience.
Speaking of immersive experiences, this huge showcase is behind us. They call it the Hub. There are so many mixed reality immersive experiences back here. First off, they've been given a lot of space. What is going on?
There's a whole bunch of stuff going on here, not just in mixed reality, but across all of our assets. One of the cool things is that we have a semi-truck in the Hub here. It's amazing. We don't have the trailer part until you put on HoloLens, and then you can actually see the trailer. Now, one of the cool things is that people know that if you're going to design a truck, for example, you build clay models, you do aerodynamic testing. It's expensive and time-consuming. But with HoloLens and with mixed reality, you can instantly modify things. You don't have to go back and build another clay model. You can tweak the truck and have multiple people looking at it and saying, no, that looks right, the aerodynamics are great. So the efficiencies that you can gain, this is kind of one of the superpowers I was talking about. You take that digital world and you bring it into the real world, and you can do things that you just could not do before, and that's a great example.
What has been the reaction that you've gotten, especially when it comes to some of the technology on showcase here?
Well, I think you can sense it here. It's palpable. And this is all about developers and giving them the tools to build the things that our mutual customers will love. As I look at this floor, there's two things that really strike me. Number one is the breadth of our assets, whether it's mixed reality or Internet of Things or cognitive services or AI and bots, cross-platform capabilities. The array of assets that Microsoft has is unparalleled in the known universe. It really is, and I think there's plenty of evidence of that. The other thing is that even with all of that comprehensive, well-integrated set of tools for developers, we're more inclusive than anybody else. We love that you're going to bring your iOS code to Windows. We love that you want to develop for Linux or for Android, and that's, I think, the reason for the palpable excitement here.
One of the last things I want to ask you about is what was announced today, which was those handsets.
Yes.
And I'm curious, give me a little bit of overview on what that means, especially for some of the people we're going to see in this showcase area.
Well, we have these mixed reality headsets. Acer, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and others have announced these Windows mixed reality headsets. What we announced today was these motion controllers that will use that same 6 degrees of freedom positional tracking to enable you to have all kinds of new input and interaction with that digital content in mixed reality. And so developers now will be able to get these kits with the headset and the controller starting at $399, which is amazing, and to deliver these immersive 6 degrees of freedom experiences in mixed reality. And there's some really cool stuff just on the show floor. I watched somebody getting a demo of putting on a headset and virtually riding up an elevator on the outside to wash windows on a skyscraper. And even the people around watching this experience got a sense of how immersive and how real it was. So it's going to be exciting to see what developers do with all these cool new tools.
Greg, thank you so much for not just showing us around, but also explaining what mixed reality is. Thank you again.
My pleasure. Thanks, Kate.
Hello.
This week, the Windows Store has new TV and movies, plus a new Ultimate Collection.
Not okay.
Start your week off right with a visit with your friendly neighborhood X-Men. Check out Logan, the gritty final installment of the Wolverine saga, available now in the movies and TV section of the Windows Store 1 week before it comes to Blu-ray.
You still have time.
It must be great to be Batman.
Batman, we love you!
Thank you. I'm blushing super hard under the mask.
Then keep up the super movie watching with the Lego Batman movie, available May 19th. Whether you're a Lego lover or a fan of the Caped Crusader, this action-packed comedy is fun for the whole family.
If you call me Batgirl, can I call you Batboy?
No.
Sull'eco del concerto che insieme ci trovo.
Finally, get in on the binge-watching scene with the newest season of the Netflix original series, Master of None. Follow the life and times of Dev, played by comedian Aziz Ansari, in this unique coming-of-age series. Keep it on Netflix for the season premiere of another original series hit comedy, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Titus, why are you back?
It's okay if you got fired. We'll find you another job.
I make my own green.
That's not gonna work.
It will once I get better at drawing ears!
Check out the latest adventures of Kimmy, Titus, and the whole gang with all new episodes of Season 3 returning May 19th. Don't have the Netflix app? Download it now in the app section of the Windows Store. Plus, try 1 month free today.
What am I going to let you do to me?
I like you, but I just met you. I'm not gonna... Oh, come on. Thumbs are for hitchhiking and being Fonzie.
Well done, high five!
That's our show for this week, but remember to keep it right here each and every week. I'm Chetanya.
And I'm Kate, and thanks for watching This Week on Windows.